Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
NFL Draft tomorrow, baby. And our coverage will be right here on 93.7 The Fan all day long, really. But then we're going to get into it hot and heavy at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. And we got Doug Whaley. We got Donnie Football. You and me. Zeiss. And we got Jim Haslett, who's also going to be on with us in our annual draft coverage show tomorrow at 6, brought to you by Spitzer Acura and New Flow Men's Health. Right now we're joined by Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Doug, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Ray.
Dang it.
You mean Ray.
Oh, my God. Ray, I don't know if you've been listening to the show this morning, but it's been one of those days for me, man. Actually, it's just been, I've made a career of getting people's names wrong, frankly.
Hey, it's almost here. If you can get through tomorrow, Adam, it's all downhill.
That's right, buddy. Just like Tyler Kennedy. All right, Peter. Have you put out a mock draft yet? Your final mock draft? If so, who you got the Steelers taking?
Yeah, it came out yesterday, Adam, and I had them taking Washington tackle Troy Fa'utanu. I just think, and here's my reasoning, could be Fuaga, and they might have to trade up to get one of these guys, but the more I think about it, with Amarius Mims being 21 years old, only having 8 college starts on his resume, they need somebody who's going to come in and plug one of those holes on the offensive line right away. So, yeah, it could be Graham Barton at center, but it also could be Fa'utanu plugging that hole at right tackle, which, of course, would allow them to move Broderick Jones over to the left side.
Ray, I know you've heard this speculation, but the Steelers trading up to the 12th pick of the draft with the Denver Broncos to select Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. Can you see that happening?
Listen, they do need a cornerback, Doran, but the Steelers did not go to his pro day. Well, I shouldn't say the Steelers did not. Danny Colbert went to their pro day. He's one of their top scouts. But Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin did not. Quinyon Mitchell also was not in for a top 30 visit. So that's why it would surprise me a little bit if he was the pick. But I'll tell you, I was at the Senior Bowl. Tomlin spent some time with him down there. I know they met at night, and Tomlin also took a special attention to him during the practices that week too. So I would be surprised, just because Tomlin pro day and he wasn't in here for a visit, but we all know there's a need for a corner, and they need to get that future partner for Joey Porter at one point or another, and it certainly could be at number 20 or a trade up if that's the scenario.
Ray, there was a piece on PFF that wrote 6 guys that could be on the move during the NFL draft, and one of the players listed was Pat Freiermuth for a day 3 pick. Do you think that could happen? And if not, are there any players on the roster that you think could be in play for the Steelers tomorrow?
I mean, why would you trade Pat Freiermuth for like a 4th round pick?
Agreed.
I mean, even if you don't plan on re-signing him, guys, I think that's the plan. I know the production was down last year because of the injury, but even if you don't want to re-sign him, why wouldn't you just get as much as you can out of him on that rookie contract? And then, hey, if he moves on, he moves on. But he's by far their best pass-catching tight end. Connor Hayward is an H-back, and we all saw what Darnell Washington was last year. He's pretty much an extra tackle for you. So unless they planned on getting Brock Bowers in the first round, I don't see that happening.
Brandon Ayuk is still, you know, rumors swirling around him. At first, John Lynch said he wanted him to be a 49er for life, and then yesterday it came out that they're starting to listen to teams and some trade offers. Can you see that happening, and would that benefit the Steelers if they were to make a trade and we know that he's going to be wanting a lot of money? Would that be beneficial for the Steelers?
Yeah, so $25 million a year, Doran, that's a high price tag. But if you could secure him for a long-term deal, and let's say you only have to give up a second-round pick for that, and you feel really strongly that he's a good character guy and that he's going to come in here and be a guy who can, you know, be on your team for three or four seasons, I would be okay with that. I wouldn't do it for the number 20 overall pick. I know that was the 49ers' ask at the beginning of this process, but lots of things change. Ayuk wants out of San Francisco, and it seems like he has the leverage now. So we'll see what the price is, but I don't mind paying top dollar for a receiver if you really think he's that guy, but you better utilize him as that guy if you get him too.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us in the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. If they did hypothetically trade for Brandon Ayuk, what would that say about the future of George Pickens then, Ray? Like, I can't imagine the Steelers would want to pay two receivers $50 million combined.
Right. Yeah, so George would just be another in the long line of receivers who, you know, the Steelers pick and they move on from. If you look at their history, how successful they've been drafting receivers, guys. How many other than Antonio Brown and Hines Ward got second contracts? You know, Mike Wallace, Emmanuel Sanders, they were, you know, one and done. Four really good years from both of those guys. They had to move on. And that's really been the case with all their guys. Martavis Bryant, you know, I can go down the list. You know, they got a little bit more out of Deontay. I think Deontay was here for 5 years, so you know, they got that one extra year out of him. But that's kind of how it is with receivers. If you look even around the league, even the receivers that are drafted in the first round, and I know NFL economics has a lot to do with this, but that's one of the lowest rates where those positions sign second contracts. So those
guys usually – going back to 2000, to the year 2000, Ray, we just saw this morning from Adam Schefter. He tweeted it out. Only 27% of wide receivers going back to the year 2000 have signed a second deal with the team that drafts them.
Yeah, and listen, Devontae Smith just signed a second deal with the Eagles, so it does happen, but a lot of those guys are busts, and a lot of those guys, you just use them for 4 years, and then you move on to the next one because there's so many good ones coming out of college.
Ray, let's play a little hypothetical game here for tomorrow and what could possibly happen tomorrow night. You got Graham Barton, you have Amarius Mims, you got Fatanu, you have Zach Frazier, JPJ, Brian Thomas. Who falls the farthest in the draft tomorrow night?
Oh, I would say JPJ. I think if you look at Barton and JPJ over the last month or so, Barton's really been moving up and JPJ has been moving down. Now, that doesn't mean that JPJ is going to slide out of the first round, although he could, but it seems, you know, it seems like he's kind of lost a little bit of momentum here in this draft process. It's a really good fundamental player. He's big, he's strong. He's just not that elite athlete. And I think if you're going to draft a center in the first round, you know, it's got to be that guy who gets up to the second level, that guy who can get out and make some plays for you in the running game. And JPJ's a really good player, but I don't know if he fits that athletic bill.
Right, we talked about that hypothetical from Tony Pauline where the Steelers would move up to 12, give up the 20th and 51st overall pick to do so, to take that corner out of Toledo. We don't think, me and Doran, that that would make any sense to get that particular player. If the Steelers were to trade up like that, is there a player that would make sense to do that for?
Yeah, Fatanu, Fuaga. You know, I know there's a little bit of concern about Fatanu with that reported knee injury that he was flagged for. But, you know, I go back, Andy took that offensive lineman for the Eagles early in the second round, Landon Dickerson, a couple years back. And, you know, there were all kinds of red flags about Dickerson, and he signed a second contract too. So if your medical people sign off on it, I'm okay with it. But yeah, if there's a trade up, I think it's going to be for one of those tackles, probably Fuaga or Fatanu.
What happened to Tyler Boyd? Like, if the Steelers don't get a receiver in the draft, may they pay him?
Yeah, but again, going back throughout this process, I don't think they want to pay a number three receiver a whole lot of money. So, you know, if his price comes down, then yeah, sure. But if Tyler wants to hold out for the most money, maybe he gets a little bit more leverage in the summer, guys, if there are injuries. But right now, I think everyone's kind of wait-and-see mode. Let's see where these receivers go in the draft. Then I think these GMs will, you know, sign guys like Boyd and guys of his ilk after the draft.
Ray, we appreciate your time. We know it's going to be a busy weekend, so we do thank you for it, buddy. Take care.
All right, guys. Enjoy the draft tomorrow.
Thanks, you Ron. Too.
Yeah. See you later, Paul. Mike Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can hit us up on Twitter at underscore Adam Crowley, brought to you and Score and Dorn. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. There was a lot to react to there from Ray Fittipaldo, so we will do that. And we will also talk about what is a big-time anniversary in Pittsburgh sports. We'll do that next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of our Steelers insiders, Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette, was with us in the last segment, and he said, yeah, he could see the Steelers trading up, but not for that corner that it's been reported by Tony Pauline that they'd be interested in, the guy from Toledo. He says if they traded up, it would be for a tackle. And that makes sense. You're not going to need to trade up for a center. Like, they like Barton. I'm sure they like JPJ. I'm sure they like Zach Frazier. They had those guys in for visits. You're not going to have to trade up for a center. You're going to be able to get one at 20 if you really want one.
You're going to be able to get one at 51. I'm going to say that right now.
You may well be able to get one at 51.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to fall.
So if you're trading up, like, I think good corners would even be on the board at 20.
Yes.
Like, every mock that I've done, nauseatingly, I've done so many it makes me nauseous, I guess is the way I would put that. There's always good corners available. More often than not, there's a tackle there that I like. But if you want to ensure that the tackle you like best is on the board, then yeah, you could move up. It's why guys like Caboli have, in their mocks, had the Steelers trading up a couple of picks. Just to ensure that they get a guy. And in Caboli's world, it's J.C. Latham. That makes sense to me. I wouldn't love trading up to 12. The cost associated with that. But trading up a few spots, you're not going to have to give up much and you'd ensure yourself a tackle. That might be the only way I'm okay with them trading up, man, in the first round, is if they trade up and we're all going, oh my gosh, when we're doing our draft coverage tomorrow, what are they doing? Well, it better be a tackle or I'm blowing my lid.
We'll have to deal Sweeten, though. Kind of like what we went through before.
Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
So Cortland Sutton and the 12th pick for your 20th pick in the 51st pick.
Yes.
I'd be okay with that. Because you would get a good tackle. Like, without question, at 12, you're getting a good tackle. you'd address your wide receiver need. And while, yeah, you'd be losing out on your 51st pick, you have 2 third-round picks. And if you really want to get into that second round, you could make that happen with the amount of picks that you do have.
Yeah, you could trade away your 2025 second or in your third to get up to the top of the second to get that maybe center if you feel like they're not going to fall. And you still have your extra third.
Yeah, there is a way where they could get Courtland Sutton, the best available tackle at 12, and still get a center. That might be the dream. I mean, I like the Ayuk deal. I like the idea of Brandon Ayuk, especially if you get him for a 2025 second-round pick. But short of that name, among all the receivers that we've heard could be available or they've had rumors swirling around them, I am enamored with Sutton a little bit. And you know what he can offer, and he played last year with Russell Wilson, so there'd be some familiarity there.
He was a guy that I thought the Steelers were going to draft whenever he came out. Like, I was like, this guy is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I forget when he came out about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were, like, I was almost for sure that they were going to draft him.
He's another one of those guys like George Pickens where, I mean, Pickens has been more consistent. And Sutton's had some good years where I always expected a little bit more.
You're right.
Like, that much more from him. And maybe Arthur Smith, maybe Russell Wilson.
Change of scenery,
although it would be the same quarterback. Maybe they could get more out of the guy. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. You can go to @_AdamCrowley to vote here on the poll. Should the Steelers trade the 20th and 51st pick to move up to 12th in the draft for Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo? The options are no, hell no, of course not, and dear God, why? Hell no is leading the vote right now, Doran, with 37.8%.
We have a little bit of breaking news. I mean, it's not breaking news. Adam Schefter, league sources do not expect the Steelers to pick up the $25 million fifth-year option on quarterback Justin Fields, whom the team acquired last month for a conditional 2025 six-round pick. Fields and Wilson both now will be entering the last year of their contracts. So,
we knew that, but... Yeah. Now we know it.
But now it could be like, all right, we're going to put a deal on the table.
Like a Jordan Love kind of deal.
Yes.
4 years, $12 million contract. That's what he signed. I'm trying to get it to load, but the internet seems to not be working right now. But I believe that is what we're looking at with Jordan Love. And Jordan Love is a guy that was unproven. They believed in him, obviously. They move on from Aaron Rodgers. That would make some sense to me. Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 year deal. Not breaking the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a 502 bad gateway here.
That's bad.
Yeah, I never liked that. It is the 20th year anniversary, Doran, of the Steelers drafting Ben Roethlisberger, 11th overall.
Oh, wow.
And the Browns passed on Ben. So, classic hypothetical here. What happens if he is a Cleveland Brown? Ben, is he still a Hall of Famer?
No.
Does he win a Super Bowl?
No.
Is he a Pro Bowl player?
Yes.
I agree. I think...
Too many coaches.
Oh, okay.
They still would have the revolving door of coaches.
You think so? Even with him?
Yeah.
That franchise is so bad that I think Ben would have stabilized it, but I don't think he would have been able to achieve the things that he was able to achieve.
Well, who was the coach at the time then?
At the time?
Yes.
Let's see if the internet's working for you, for the Cleveland Browns. Was it the guy from North Carolina? I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Yes. Butch Davis. Butch Jones. Then he resigned and Terry Rubisky was an interim coach. So
I think Ben makes it more stable, but I also don't think he achieves all the great things that he did here. Like, I don't think he wins a Super Bowl. I think they're perennially a decent team because he's that special, but I don't think one quarterback could change that franchise. I just don't. Do you think Ben achieved enough here?
Is that a serious question?
It's a serious question, yeah.
Yes. Yes, more than enough. Yes.
I think not playing for another Super Bowl after 2010 is a little bit of a disappointment.
I mean, he could have...
And I do blame him for a lot of that, actually. He's a Hall of Famer. He's not an all-time great for me, but he is a Hall of Famer. You win 3, you thrust yourself in all-time great conversation... They didn't even play for another one after 2010. That'd be like if Sidney Crosby never played for another one. Like, Crosby better than Ben is at his craft. But you get what I'm saying. Like, we can't sit here and say that Mike Tomlin Steelers have underachieved and then also say that Ben's achieved enough, I don't think. Like, one more appearance probably even would have done it for me. But those Killer Bees teams?
He won two, went to one, and he played how many years? I mean, he could easily just, like, the norm would have been hanging up after 10 years, and that would have been, what, 2014 or 13? So, like, I mean, in the 10-year decade that he played, he went to three, won two Super Bowls.
They were so good, though, with Brown and Bell, that getting blown out in that AFC Championship in 2016 doesn't sit right with me. They should have at least made that a game. And I thought they had a good chance of winning it going into that game, and they obviously didn't. And Le'Veon got hurt, and there are reasons, right? But then in 2017, you lose to the Jags. He throws four picks. I know he throws for 500 yards, but he was brutal in that game.
Who'd they lose to in 16? Got blown out?
Patriots. Yeah. AFC Championship. The lacrosse guys catching touchdowns.
But that's the buzzsaw that everybody ran into. Like, that's what the Mahomes
Ravens
is doing
beat
now.
Them. Ravens beat him a couple of times, the Patriots, in the playoffs.
So is Lamar Jackson an all-time great?
Well, he didn't do it. It was Joe Flacco.
No, I'm just saying, right now, like, would you consider Lamar Jackson an all-time great as we sit here right now?
Two MVPs, no Super Bowls, no. No, I would not. But if you win a Super Bowl with multiple MVPs, then yeah. Here's the thing about Ben. I don't know if he ever received a single MVP vote. And I don't want I don't want this to be, like, poop on Ben hour or anything like
that.
Look
at the other players that were out there.
I don't know how you can say that Mike Tomlin Steelers have underachieved and then also not say Ben Roethlisberger Steelers in that second decade underachieved, too.
He had some terrible
playoff performances, Ben did. A lot of the stuff that gets thrown on Mike Tomlin's plate, I think, also deserves to be thrown on Ben's.
I agree with that, but Ben won with two different regimes. He did it within a decade, had three appearances, and you say the second portion of the 2010s, yeah, they may have underachieved, but I mean, I think he did way more than probably people expected as the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, and I would put him as an all-time great.
An all-time great?
Yes.
He's not better than Peyton Manning.
How many Super Bowls Peyton Manning won? Two?
Two.
Okay.
Same as Ben, but he is a better statistical quarterback.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Yeah, a better player than Ben, Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. I'd take Drew Brees over Ben.
You're insane.
Why?
You're absolutely insane.
I'll take
that Ben. That is insane.
I don't think it's insane. Look at
Drew
the stats.
Brees?
Yeah.
He has one Super Bowl.
It can't all be about one extra ring. You got to take regular season stuff into account, too.
Okay, let's go through the regular seasons then. It's not like Ben wasn't putting up stats.
He was putting up stats, and then he had terrible playoff performances the second decade.
How many did Drew Brees have? Terrible playoff.
I think Tomlin's a better coach than Sean Payton. And those two couldn't win another
Drew
one.
Brees
couldn't go back
Ben.
To another one. I'll take Ben over Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers. I'll take him over Matt Ryan, even though Matt Ryan won an MVP award.
Yes, and Brees.
But I don't think Ben is an all-time great.
He's top 10.
All right, we might have to revisit this with Doug Whaley coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. In fact, we will revisit this with Doug Whaley in the 9 o'clock hour. Doug is brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Up next, we got John Wehner getting into the Buccos' big win from last night. What got into Bailey Falter, my God?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're joined right now by Pirates broadcaster, former Bucco, John Wehner. And Wayne are brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. He's also brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever. Gutter Helmet by Lenore Home Solutions, 888-5-HELMET. We have this newfangled technology now where we're able to video call with our guests, and it makes for good video when we post it. Wayner respectfully declined. He said he wants to join via the phone. So, Wayner, I'm wondering, is this a technological issue here, or are you doing this radio interview in the nude?
Well, it's a lot of things. First of all, now I'm getting punished. I don't get my intro music.
Yeah, that's a passive-aggressive move there by Callis. Well, Callis was so perturbed Callis that he didn't get the video.
Yeah, well, there's a reason they say I have a face for radio, okay? And so I don't understand. This is radio. What's with the video stuff?
You almost swore there, didn't you, John? I mean, we're just on a roll. All right, well, we'll get to the baseball here. The video thing, it looks good on Twitter. I don't care about it. It's fine. It's no big deal. So Bailey Falter is, I mean, I can't explain it, John, but you're the baseball guy here. Like, Jared Jones makes sense to me. He gets 14 swings and misses off his fastball, which is 98 miles an hour, and it moves like crazy. And then the next day, last night, Bailey Falter goes out and he gets 14 swings and misses off his fastball. Explain to us this Bailey Falter phenomenon.
Yeah, that's the one thing I always have a difficult time explaining, you know, with guys that have this sneaky fastball, this fastball that hitters just don't see. They don't pick it up until it's too late. Stephen Brault had it. I don't know if you guys remember when we were out in Colorado and he had a home run, like a 450-foot home run, but his first 70 pitches in Colorado were all fastballs. Like, there's something about the deception. They don't see it right away out of their hand. I know he has like a longer stride and more extension than most, but you know, I don't think it's just that. I think there's just something about, you know, the way the ball gets to the plate. I know I saw that Joey Bart said something about, we used to call it an invisible fastball. I'm sure it has something to do with spin rate. It has something to do with the release point. It has something to do that it doesn't have as much decline as some fastballs. I think it stays on the same plane a little bit longer. But, you know, I think that's the one thing I've noticed with him even last year, and especially this year in spring. You could just see that the hitters just aren't getting good swings off of it. And when he was getting in trouble, it was usually off his off-speed stuff, whether it was the curveball or slider. But the fastball, other than the Chisholm Grand Slam, they really haven't hit it at all this year and for a lot of the time last year.
John, so Michael McHenry, he tweeted out a video of O'Neill Cruz and, you know, kind of the technical things that he was doing whenever he was in a slump at the plate, dropping his shoulder, things of that nature, keeping his elbow up. I mean, you know better than I do. Do you think it's more fine-tuning the technical things for O'Neill Cruz, or was it just, you know, getting a vote of confidence by Shelton and Charrington saying that we're going to stick with him through the slump?
Hitting is so, I mean, there's certainly mechanical, but a lot of it's mental too. And, you know, sure, you can break down swings and you can look at swings and you can see why a hitter can't get the bat head out or why, you know, the swing's getting a little bit longer. And, you know, if you could find a mechanical reason why I can't catch up to a fastball, then I think that's something you can work on. Maybe you get your hands back earlier, get your foot down earlier, put yourself in a better position to get the bat head out front to hit a fastball. When you're unable to get to a fastball, things just go so fast because now you're trying to rush, you're trying to do things you're not typically doing, and then that makes you chase pitches that are out of the zone, that are off speed. You know, mechanically, yes, if you're not mechanically sound to put yourself in a position to get the bat head out against the fastball, then what ends up happening is mentally you feel like you got to do different things. You got to speed things up to do that. And then everything just kind of multiplies on you. And there's like kind of a snowball effect to where you can't catch up to the fastball and you're way out in front of the breaking pitches. And certainly that's been the case with him for, you know, a good part of the first month. I think that's been the case a little bit with Henry Davis as well. He's kind of out in front of these soft stuff behind the hard stuff. A lot of guys, I mean, the offense has really struggled, especially here the last week, 10 days. And, you know, it's great. They were able to get two great pitching performances the last 2 days to win these games. But still, the offense, it's got to do more.
What are you seeing in Henry Davis right now? It seems to me like he's you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, gripping the bat too tight.
That's part of it, you know, and you know, he was so good in spring training. Everything was on time. The timing here, he's just not getting to the fastball. And it's kind of like what I was talking about with Cruz as far as, you know, everything's up and out, meaning it looks like he's trying to pull everything down the left field line. And he might not be trying to do that, but that's what it looks like. And so he's way out in front of the soft stuff. Sliders. He's gotten some hanging sliders that he's pulling the trigger too soon, and those are the pitches you normally can drive. And the fastball, sometimes he can't even get a swing off. It's by him before he could pull the trigger. And so, that's all part of it too. I mean, it's easy to sit there and say, oh, he needs to use the middle of the field, or he needs to go the other way. But you know, sometimes that's how you get back into the swing of things, no pun intended, but just try to get yourself back where the bat head.
See, that joke would have landed so much better on camera, John.
Yeah, maybe down the road we can introduce that. I was listening last week when you guys had Neil on, and you know, he took you through a little walk in the park, Central Park, and that sounded all cute and neat, but I'm like, I'm listening to it on the radio. I can't see that. So the people that can't see it are probably a little jealous. You know what I mean? And I don't want to make anybody jealous.
Well, the great thing here, John, is that you don't have to look at us and me in particular. One last thing here for you. Doran made a point earlier that I think is a really good one. They're going to bring up Paul Skeens at some point here. There's no way he's even going to be able to live up to what Jared Jones is doing, right? I mean, Jared Jones has been historically good through five starts.
Man, that's so much fun watching that kid pitch. I mean, just the way he bounces around the mound and he comes at you, and he's aggressive. He's got an arrogance about him. You know, I think Skeens is going to go up there and be a little more robotic. Like, he's just going to go and pound. But I don't know. It'll be fun to see these two going back-to-back, or, you know, I know you don't want them back-to-back. We'll figure that out. Jones has been phenomenal. And Skeens, you hope, is going to be every bit of that. And you think when this team gets to the point where they're in the postseason, you win postseason series by having horses. Those are two horses. And I can't wait until, you know, Skeens is built up enough to where we're seeing these guys in the Pirates rotation. And, you know, they're going to be hard to beat.
John, we appreciate your time, man. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah, 5:30 a.m. if you guys are going to do that in San Fran. You definitely don't want to see this face at 5:30 in the morning.
I guess we'll reach out to you to see if you really want to do that. No pressure on you there.
Whatever, we'll figure it out.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Thanks, John.
That's John Wehner. We asked people to help us out. We have a great event coming up early June. We'll tell you about that event, what people have said that they're going to do to help us out, and then I've also got my top 10 list of quarterbacks, all-time quarterbacks, because I don't have Ben Roethlisberger among my all-time top 10. He's a great player, not an all-time great, in my opinion. Doran says he is an all-time great. Why are we talking about it? 20-year anniversary of Ben Roethlisberger being drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So both of those things on your way, and then we got Doug Whaley at 9 o'clock. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Doug Whaley joining us from 9 o'clock until 10, one day before the NFL draft. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Before I give you my top 10 quarterbacks of all time, 20 years to the day after Ben was drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers, got to tell you about something special. We're answering the call right here on 93.7 The Fan, and we'll be hosting the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We will all broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7thefan.com for details on the event and to register your local VFD. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARDUP and by Hampton Beer Outlet. So we asked yesterday for you to come up with some ideas, the listener, for how we can raise money even before the event for local volunteer fire departments. And one thing people have been requesting is a 93.7 The Fan fireman themed calendar. And there's got to be a perfect price point on this, right? Because I don't know that people are going to be paying $40 to get our faces and bodies on a calendar, Dorn. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But might they pay $20? I think so. So the idea is, how do we make it as cheap as possible to make so that we can make as much money possible to donate to these local fire departments? We might have a lead on someone who will do it for us. We might have somebody who's willing to take the photographs and put this together for us.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put that person on blast. I don't want to put their name out there right now because it's not confirmed or anything like that, and I still need to talk to sales, but we might have a lead there, just FYI. So jacked up about that.
Let's go.
And I accidentally drove past the Green Tree Fire Department today because there was a roadblock on our way to work, and all of us almost crashed into it at early hours of the morning.
That's correct.
Are you ready for my top 10 all-time quarterback, Storm?
Go ahead.
Because you say, we both agree, of course, Ben's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
And a great player. I need to get that out of the way.
And I said what?
And you said he's an all-time great.
Correct.
Which implies top 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. Here's my top 10. Are you ready? And Doug Whaley just walked into the studio.
He just gave us a side eye.
He is staring daggers at me. This doesn't mean Ben's not good. It doesn't mean Ben's not great. It's just...
He gave me the side eye, so I don't know what Doug's thinking.
Oh!
Right, yeah.
I can't even look at him. He's not in my top 10. I got Brady 1... 7 Super Bowls. I don't think I need to give
No,
away.
You don't.
Montana 2, 4 Super Bowls. Johnny Unitas, I mean, you can't tell the story about quarterbacks without Johnny Unitas, and I saw him play a lot. Peyton Manning, 4. Otto Graham, 5.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that? 10 straight championship game appearances for Otto Graham. Dan Marino, 6. Doesn't have the Super Bowl, but he threw for 5,000 yards when people weren't doing it. He did it before it was cool. He was a quarterback hipster, if you will, Doran. Number 7, John Elway. Number 8, Bart Starr. 9-1 in his postseason career. Number 9, Terry Bradshaw. 4 Super Bowls and an MVP. Number 10, Aaron Rodgers. Bang, top 10.
So you're going to sit here and you're going to make up this list and you're getting creative and you're excited about your list and you left off Patrick Mahomes. That's absolutely insane. I'm not even going to respond. Let's just go to Doug. Let's go to Doug's segment. You left off Patrick Mahomes. The list is just, it doesn't even matter. What are we doing?
You know what happened?
Yes.
I forgot Patrick Mahomes.
What?
Aaron Rodgers, say goodbye to number 10 on the list. Patrick Mahomes, number 2.
Now, glad you put a lot of thought
You know what I did? NFL.com, best quarterbacks of all time, and I moved a couple of guys around, and then I forgot Mahomes because the list was from 3 years ago.
Well, do they have Ben on that list?
They have him 19th.
19th.
And they have Drew Brees 6th.
What?
I know. It's a bogus list, but my list is final. Brady 1, Mahomes 2. Let's just get to Doug. Let's get to a real football guy coming up next. We'll let these two guys talk about the draft, which comes up tomorrow. And we've got draft coverage from 6 o'clock until the end of time tomorrow. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high of 60.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.